Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign is Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the front panel and the connectors on the Elecraft KX3 transceiver. Looking at the front panel of the KX3, you have all of the controls and the display on it. And on the left hand side of the radio, you have a number of sockets, and you also have one socket on the right hand side of the radio. We're going to deal first with the front panel. The major part of the front panel, that is the top half, going from just to the left of centre, to the left and to the right, is the LCD display. And this has a plastic surround with a screw in each corner. And to the left of that, there is a vertical row of buttons. Along the bottom, then, there's a horizontal row of buttons. And above the horizontal row of buttons, between the buttons and the display, there is a horizontal row of three encoders, rotary encoders. And to the right of that is the main tuning knob. Now to the top right, there are two vertical rows of buttons. They're to the right of the display, and below those two vertical rows, there is again a rotary encoder. And below the rotary encoder are two buttons, one just slightly to the below and to the left, and one below and to the right. Nearly all of the controls have at least two functions. One when you press them quickly, and one when you hold them for a half second or so. I'm going to deal first with the main functions. That's what happens when you hit the button quickly. And then I'll deal with the other functions, that is when you hold a button in for at least half a second afterwards, as all the main functions need to just press the button, and the less used functions are the ones where you hold the button depressed for a half a second or so. Going to the left of the display, to the top left hand corner of the front panel, the first button you come to in the vertical row is band plus. When you press this, you go up one band. The KX3 is not particularly quick at changing bands, and you'll hear relays operating quite often as the filters and so on are switched in and out. Below that is the band minus button to go down the bands. Below that is the button for frequency entry. So if you press that quickly, you can then enter a frequency using some of the buttons as if they were number buttons. Below that is the message button. When you hit this, it will play any recorded message. Below that is ATU tune. If you hit this, it will cause the ATU to tune the radio and the antenna. And in fact, this ATU tune and the band minus button further up, you have to press them both at the same time to turn on or turn off the KX3. So you press them both in and hold them until the KX3 turns on or off. And the final button at the bottom, in the left-hand vertical column, is transmit. If you hit this, you will put the radio into transmit mode. Now let's go across those horizontal buttons. As I said, the bottom left-hand one is transmit, and if you go to the right of that, there's the preamp button, which turns the preamp on or off. Then comes the attenuator button to turn the attenuator on or off. Then comes the APF button, which is used to turn the audio peaking filter on or off. To the right of that is the spot button. That's a CW spot tone. And to the right of that is the compression button. It's used to turn on or off speech compression. And to the right of that is the DLY, the delay button for CW QSK delay. Above these buttons are three rotary encoders. They are on the front panel between the buttons and the screen, which is above them. And the left hand one is the AF, RF and squelch control. And this rotary encoder, like the others, can also be pressed in as a switch. And if you press it in, you can select AF, RF or squelch, and it will then control that function. The one to the right of that is passband tuning. And if you rotate it, it will adjust the low frequency for the filter. And if you press it in and then rotate it, it will adjust the higher upper frequency of the filter in SSB mode, or in CW mode it can adjust the width of the bandpass. And the one to the right of that is for the Kia and mic. If you're in SSB mode, it adjusts the mic gain. If you're in CW mode, it adjusts the Kia speed. To the right of those three controls is the main tuning knob. And then if we go to the top hand right of the front panel, there are three rows, vertical rows of two buttons each, one to the left, one to the right, but they're both at the top right hand side of the front panel. If you go to the top, the left hand one of the two is mode. Pressing this will change to LSB, USB and so on. It will change the mode. Which modes are allowed depends on which band you're on and which settings you've got in your menus. The one to the right of that is A stroke B. So this changes the A and B VFOs, swaps them over. Below those are two more. The left-hand one is data, which selects the data sub-mode. To the right of that is A to B, which transfers VFO A to VFO B. Below those are two more. The left-hand one is receiver incremental tuning, and the right-hand one, transmitter incremental tuning. And below those is a rotary encoder. This is used either to tune the VFOB or to select menus if you're in menu mode. And below that are two more horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is rate, which decides whether you're going to tune in 10 Hz, 100 Hz or whatever steps. And the one to the right of that is the display. And if you press this button, you can then use the rotary knob above to change part of the display to show VFOB or to show time or to show things like battery voltage. Now I'm going to go over the same controls again, but covering the effects that they have if you press and hold them in for half a second instead of just pressing them quickly. Going to the top left-hand corner again to that band plus button. If you press and hold it in, you can recall a memory. The one below it, the band minus button, if you hold it in, you can store information into a memory. The third one down, the frequency entry button, if you hold it in, it will start a scan. The fourth one down, the message button, if you hold it in, you can record a message. The next one down, ATU tune, if you hold it in, you can select the antenna if you have a KX3 with more than one antenna input. And the final one down on the bottom left-hand side, if you hold it in, it puts the radio in tune mode. So in a low power mode, where you can then use the auto ATU or you can use a manual ATU to tune or match your antenna. And then going across the bottom, that preamp button to the right of the transmit button, if you hold it in, it will turn on or off the noise reduction. The attenuation button to the right of that, if you hold it in, it will turn on or off the noise blanker. And to the right of that, the APF button, if you hold it in, it will turn on or off the notch. To the right of that, the spot button, if you hold it in, it will enable CW tune, which uses a portion of the S meter to show your CW tuning. And to the right of that, the compression button, if you hold it in, you can use it to change the pitch of the CW side tone. And to the right of that is the delay button. If you hold it in, then it will activate the Vox or turn the Vox on or off. Above that row of buttons was the three rotary encoders. The left-hand one, which was normally used for AF, RF and squelch, if you press it in, you can adjust the monitor level so that you can hear your own transmission in the headphones or on the speaker. To the right of that, the passband tuning, if you give this a long press, then it will normalize the filter settings. And to the right of that, the Kia and mic rotary encoder, if you hold that in, it will select power and you can then rotate the knob to increase or decrease the power between 0 and 15 watts. If we then go to the right-hand side at the top, there were those three rows with two horizontal buttons in each row. The top left one was mode, and if you hold it in for half a second or so, it will choose alternate mode. So if you were in lower sideband, it will force the radio to go to upper sideband, for instance. To the right of that was the A stroke B button, and if you hold that in for half a second or so, it will reverse the split if you're in split mode by reversing the VFOs. Below that to the left is the data button, and if you hold it in for more than half a second, then it will select text decode setup. And to the right is the A to B button, and if you hold that in for more than half a second, it will put the KX3 into split mode, where you receive on VFO A and transmit on VFO B. Below that to the left was the RIT button, and if you push that one and hold it for half a second or so, it enables programmable function 1, which is something you can set in the menus. And to the right of that, the XIT will do the same thing with program function 2. And below that is that rotary encoder, which can be used to tune VFOB, or if you've got receiver incremental tuning or transmit incremental tuning on, then you can use it to adjust the RIT or XIT frequency. And if you press it in, then it will clear the receiver and transmit incremental tuning, so they go back to the main frequency. And below that knob, there was to the left the rate knob, which selects the rate of tuning. And if you press it for more than half a second, it will change the rate to kilohertz, so you'll be tuning in kilohertz steps. And to the right of that was the display button, and if you hold that in for half a second or so, it will select the menus. You then select the menu item you want by rotating that rotary control above the two buttons, and when you find something you want to change, you use the main tuning knob to make the selection. One of those buttons on the left hand side was the frequency entry button, and if you press that, then you can enter a frequency, and it uses the other buttons in this mode to give you the different numbers. The bottom horizontal row, the left hand one, is 0, then it's to the right of that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and then pressing in the AF gain control is 7, the passband tuning 8, and the Kia mic control 9. You can enter up to 3 digits before the decimal point, and then the antenna tune control, that's the second one up on the left hand side from the bottom, will set the point, and then you can enter the digits after the point, the kilohertz digits. And when you've finished, then you need to tap the message button, which is the third button up on the left hand side, to select the frequency. Now I'm going to cover the connectors on the left and right hand sides of the radio. So rotate the radio so that the left hand side is facing you. Then at the top, near the middle, is the power socket, which should be fed with a voltage between 9 and 15 volts. Going down and slightly to the right, you come to the accessory 1 socket. Below that is the key socket, and below that is the phone's socket, or you can also connect an amplified speaker. And right at the bottom and in the middle is the microphone socket. If we then go to the left-hand side, as we go up from the bottom, the first is receive IQ. This sends the IQ data to a computer so that you can create things like waterfall displays. And above that is the accessory 2 socket. Be very careful with these sockets. Some are 3.5, some are 2.5, but it's very easy to put the wrong plug into the wrong socket. On the right-hand side of the radio, there's only one socket. It's a BNC for you to connect your antenna. That completes the walk-around of the KX3 front panel and connectors. Though you may also notice, if you've bought it, that you may have an optional heatsink on the top, which helps keep the radio cooler when you're running the full 15 watts. If you'd rather not use all the buttons on the front of the radio, then if you connect your radio to a Windows computer and install my program KX3 Talk, then you will be able to control all the main functions of the radio from that program. It's been specially written for the blind, and so everything is voiced. If you want to download my package with KX3 Talk, the latest version, or want to download an MP3 demo to see how it works, then you can go to www.spencerweb.net. That's Sierra Papa Echo November Charlie Echo Radio Whiskey Echo Bravo .net November Echo Tango. Then choose the Downloads button and then the KX3 button, and there you'll find a short description plus links to download the demo and the program with complete documentation. And with that, it's 73s from me, Ian, DJ 0HF, and I hope you enjoy using your Elecraft KX3.